she became my favorite character after I started cosplaying her. The choice was literally, I want to make this armor. I remember her kind of being cool because it had been such a long time since I had seen Stars. And the thing I remembered about Stars was Uranus and Neptune dying. And I remembered her as the person who kills Uranus and Neptune. That's it. Like, the boss, she's kind of badass. That I didn't have a very clear recollection of her besides she's the bad guy from Stars. And I the play part of cosplay, you know, the whole like being in character and acting out and having fun with other people, sort of kind of embodying a character. So when I decided I was going to do this, I was like, whatever, I'll watch Stars again. I found it online. I acquired it illegally. I reread the manga. And because I'm a glutton for punishment, I found two of the musicals. Have you ever seen any of the Sailor Moon musicals?
I have seen some.
There's something, right?
Quite a lot of production, I would say. Yeah. Certainly.
Yeah. But I wanted to see how a real human being moves around in this absurd costume. And the two women who I saw portray her just blow everybody out of the water. Like, they were the two Stars musicals that I watched were worth watching just for Galaxia.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank on her name. The shorter one. The one from Ryusei Densetsu. But she has such stage presence. She's just has a tremendous stage presence. This short little stocky lady just like, yes, I am the ruler of the galaxy. And she just buy it completely. And she has this like weapons grade smirk. And I was like, that I want to copy. I want to pull that off. And I practiced. my poor boyfriend who has to deal with me going through all of this stuff and like talking to myself in the mirror and stomping around the house and like, putting my wig on and like strutting around the kitchen and
well, a long road for the pursuit of perfection.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, speaking on that subject, what got you into Sailor Moon and, what are your thoughts on Sailor Moon? I mean, both now with Classic and Crystal.
Oh man. There's a lot of things out there that I like, a lot of things I would call myself a fan of, but there's only one thing I would call myself like a hardcore super fan of, and that is Sailor Moon. So, how I got into it goes back to the story I started telling in our first take, which the audience isn't privy to, so I'll start over. But my friend in seventh grade, who I had a big woman crush on because she was smart and pretty and taught herself Japanese because she was a genius, and she had the Sailor Moon manga in Japanese. And, of course, at the time, I had no clue what any of this was. And because of her, I actually started watching Pokemon because that was what was on TV at the time. And when I got into high school, I remembered I was like, Caroline loves Sailor Moon. I gotta watch the Sailor Moon. I want to be like schools and so on and so forth. And it was on TV in the morning before school. So like so many other people badly dubbed episodes of Sailor Moon, I was one of them.
Yep.
And I just ate that shit up as a teenager. Most people who are about my age get into Sailor Moon as kids. I didn't. I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And I did what I do with a lot of things when I'm really into it is start to research it. And, this was back in the day of web rings and Yahoo groups. So I just started Sailor Moon pictures, Sailor Moon fan fiction. Blah, 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 blah. And I had a bunch of other friends in high school who were also kind of into it to varying degrees. And we all kind of pieced together our knowledge together because, you know, the the culture of fandom was a little bit different back then too. And like there was no YouTube and there were no wikis for everything and like certainly no Facebook and no Facebook groups or any of the other ways that you would think to connect with people in the day and age of social media now. And you certainly couldn't readily go to a comic book place and pick up a volume of manga. And you certainly couldn't go to a bookstore and buy a volume of manga. They weren't cheap either. So like I had a friend who had managed to collect most of it and like we shared our manga volumes and this was back when Smile Magazine was still a thing and that you could buy individual issues at comic book stores. And I would go to the comic book store literally to just buy the single issues of Sailor Moon. And it was in the middle of the Infinity Arc, which is probably my favorite of the arcs of the manga. But at the same time, touching on something pretty personal, as a teenager, I was discovering my queer identity, to put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, instantly, lots of role models for someone who is like, well, maybe I'm a little gay. and naturally gravitated immediately to Uranus and Neptune. I can't stress this enough in any context, but representation is so important. And it was just like a breath of fresh air to have characters who were like, well, you know, I kind of want to be like these people. It's cool to see someone who is sort of like the way I feel inside, you know, here present in this text. And Sailor Moon is such a good story for girls too. I mean, I don't mean that guys can't like it or anything like that, but it's very much sort of the default hero story where the protagonist is usually a guy, like Star Wars or like Lord of the Rings, two great epic stories that are basically about men. You can make the Lord of the Rings comparison maybe even more strongly, given that the Lord of the Rings also has a big ensemble cast too. Mm-hmm. But instead, it's basically all about girls. And, you know, if you are a young woman growing up in a geek culture, you're kind of starved for that sort of story. And for me at least, and I know for a lot of other people, that encountering that was like a breath of fresh air. It was like food when you didn't know you were hungry. It was like, you know, it was like, oh my God, here is the thing I like, except it's actually about people like me. And I just love at first sight. Hooked. And like I could talk about Sailor Moon all day. I could just host a Sailor Moon podcast.
Well, that's for another show indeed.
Yeah.
but you know, speaking on that subject, I mean, nowadays, I mean, now we have, Viz is now re-releasing the classic series. And one of those elements is we are getting the better dub. And the other point is, for those of you who know the English dub, it's Amara and Michelle. But for those of us who are hardcore purists, it's Haruka and Michiru. They are not cousins anymore, folks. And what are your thoughts on that, especially with the dubbing the way it was originally?
Oh, my God.
Oh. As a fan.
Oh, man. Okay. So if you're going to censor your lesbians, make it a point to remove the sexual subtext before you make them related.
Mm-hmm.
The dubbing of their cousins made it worse. It made them creepier. Like they were gay cousins then, because the subtext is still there. Their behavior, their animated behavior, wasn't changed at all, and it was worse. Why didn't you just call them best friends and lines? Like, come on. Oh my God, it's awful. It's awful. I remember that coming out and me just being like, no, I'm done. I'm fucking done. And then table flipping and being like, I'm not watching it dubbed anymore.
And what do you think about the, as a fan, what do you think about, you know, now that the story has shifted between now, Classic and Crystal? Classic was an animated adaption, whereas Crystal, it appears, is truly going to be a direct to the manga series. I mean, What are your thoughts on that as a fan?
I really like Crystal. I know there's a lot of people who don't, and I just don't get why. But I mean, I am not an animator. I'm not much of an artist in a drawing sort of sense. So like the bad animation doesn't really bother me. Just putting that out. Perfectly a legit reason to be upset. I also know that they are kind of doing it on a really low budget. You would think that they wouldn't, but they are. So I guess that's part of my willingness to forgive. But they're also sticking to the original story, and the manga is like one of my favorite stories of all time. Period. I mean, I'm a lit major, so you know, it's up there. And I really like seeing the darker story, the more fast paced adventure. Well, the classic anime was fun. It's a lot of fun. I'm not going to call it good though.
All right.
like there's a lot of filler. There's a lot of stuff that's extraneous. It does give us a lot of really great character development for our villains. And when it jumps off the manga's rails and is like, fuck it, I'm doing my own thing, it's still pretty fun.
We get to see how truly horrible Mehmet is.
Oh, could there have been less of Mehmet? Like, if we could have had like 10 less episodes of Mehmet and maybe more of Tillulu being horrible, that would have been great.
Probably. But on that, furthermore on the subject, I mean, what are your thoughts on the just, you know, how the fandom has evolved? I mean, being someone who's seen it, yeah, in the last couple of years, you know, it seems to have exploded. I mean, what are your thoughts as being someone who, you know, is kind of seeing it and doing it?
I of all the fandoms I'm a part of, I think the Sailor Moon fandom is my favorite. You guys are on the whole pretty great. I don't have anything really bad to say about the Sailor Moon fandom at all. I generally, when I encounter another Sailor Moon fan, they're Sailor Moon. We can talk about a bunch of things. I probably will wind up talking about something they have no clue